Storytel presents The Legend by Margit Sanomu, Part 45 in The Legend of the Ice People series. Narrated by me, Nina Indis. The Legend of the Ice People. The legend of the Ice People begins many centuries ago with Tengel the Evil. He was ruthless and greedy, and there was only one way to get everything that he wanted. He had to make a pact with the devil. He traveled far into the wilderness and summoned the devil with a magic potion that he had brewed in a pot. Tengel the Evil gained unlimited wealth and power, but in exchange, he cursed his own family. One of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil with evil deeds. When it was done, Tengel buried the pot. If anyone found it, the curse would be broken. So the curse was passed down through Tengel's descendants, the Ice People. One person in every generation was born with yellow cat's eyes, a sign of the curse and magical powers which they used to serve the devil. One day, the most powerful of all the cursed Ice People would be born. This is what the legend says. Nobody knows whether it is true, but in the 16th century, a cursed child of the Ice People was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which is why they called him Tengel the Good. This legend is about his family. Actually, it is mostly about the women in his family. The women who held the fate of the Ice People in their hands. Chapter 1. Five lonely people in the wilderness. Spring had followed the holes in the ice northwards, gliding silently around the summits that encircle the valley of the Ice People. On the other side of the lake, high in the air, the raven shrieked its loneliness. The wind tore at their hair and clothes as they stood in the barren, rugged mountain pass with the glacier behind them, looking out over the valley of their relatives, a place where nobody dared to go. Spring and the warmth of the sun always came early to the Valley of the Ice People. Nevertheless, the five hikers were unprepared for the sight they encountered. After days of trudging through the snow, it was almost a shock for them to look down into a valley whose entire northern side lay parched and seemingly very hot. They couldn't see the lake and its shore because the fog banks were dense. The southern side was still covered in snow, but this didn't matter because it wasn't where the hikers wanted to go. As they took in the view of the valley, they felt fear mingled with respect. Finally, they were here. This time, the descendants of the Ice People had brought their chosen relative, Nathanael, with them. The stricken members of the Ice People had waited for him for centuries. Many had attempted to reach the source of evil in this wilderness so that their people could throw off its yoke, but nobody had succeeded. They hadn't been strong enough. Now the time had come. Nathanael had all the qualities needed for the task. What was more, he had brought Tova with him, of whom it had been prophesied that she would be born at the same time as him, yet in a different generation. Quite unexpectedly, another member had joined them. He was a healer so powerful that they had no idea of his full strength, the enigmatic Marku. Young Gabriel, who was 12 years old, was also there. He didn't possess any particular qualifications. He was with them only so that he could tell posterity about their bitter struggle with Tengel the Evil, the scourge of the Ice People. Ellen had been the fifth member to be chosen. But Lynx, the mysterious helper of the Ice People's evil ancestor, had caught her and she had disappeared, engulfed by the great abyss. A quite ordinary man who had chanced to cross their path now replaced her. He was an Irishman called Ian Morahan. All those who supported the chosen members of the Ice...